Radio. This is Pet Life Radio. Let's talk pets.
Cat lovers and feline friends, it's time for Adele Park's Quirky Catnips.
Do you have a wild pussy that needs to be tamed? When I was a little girl, one of my favorite things to do while visiting my grandma's farm was to domesticate the new crop of kittens she got each year. My mom apparently received her membership into the Mothers Against Cats in the House group from grandma because these little putty tats were outside-only pets. My tactic in conquering these fur-covered moopsies was to love them into submission. I'd don a pair of gardening gloves for my initial encounter with the kittens I was quick enough to catch. Then, I'd pet them until they got exhausted from trying to squirm away. Eventually, I'd be rewarded with a pint of purring, which to me was the elixir of life. By the end of each summer, I'd have those sweet snagglepusses literally eating out of the palm of my hand. This got me wondering, what do normal people do when it comes to dealing with primitive pussies? The first thing is to identify whether the cat is feral or stray. Feral cats have never had any contact with humans. If you're trying to turn one of these babies into your pet, forget it. They'd rather go hungry than live in even the poshest of pads. Strays, on the other hand, stand a good chance of being socialized if they hook up with someone who is patient enough to pet them into capitulation. I highly recommend wearing gloves. So how can you tell the difference between a stray and a feral cat? Ironically, feral cats are more likely to have clean, well-kept coats. They've been living in the wild long enough to know not to allow themselves to be turned into stinky malinkies. Strays, by contrast, are often traumatized by losing their original homes and therefore less concerned about keeping up appearances. You're more apt to see strays during the day, whereas their feral friends prefer to rule the night like furry vampires. If you truly care about cats, you won't attempt to rescue one that is feral. No amount of kitty chow or catnip is going to socialize them. In fact, feral cats are more likely to be put down if they're picked up by animal control. My advice is to feed a feral, shelter a stray. But above all, show respect for the paw. That's all for today, kitties. Meow! Don't be a jerk. Listen to The Quirk. Quirky Cat Gets Ghosted, that is. This zany audiobook by Adele Park is The Cat's Meow. Find out what happens when a ghost gets trapped at the DMV and requires the assistance of a snarky cat named Skitters to help her cross over.
I'm so happy I could heave hairballs.
Quirky Cat Gets Ghosted. Get ghosted today on audible.com.
Let's Talk Pets, every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.
Gifts for my pets, sparkle and love, under the tree, from heaven above. Gifts for my pets, joy in the air, unwrapping dreams without a care.
Elevate your cat's eating experience with the Cat Tree Tray. The Cat Tree Tray keeps your cat's food off the floor and is conveniently located on the cat tree. Go to cattreetray.com. Bring home a luxury French bulldog from the world-famous Tom King's Kennel. Premium French bulldogs from excellent European bloodlines. Superior puppy care and lifetime health guarantee for your perfect companion. Use code TOMKINGSMAGIC for a magical holiday discount. Visit TomKingsKennel.com and find your perfect Frenchie today. Your pets will be over the moon with sparkly jewelry from Over the Moon Jewelry. Beautiful handcrafted matching jewelry for you and your pet. Wire-wrapped, beaded contemporary necklaces, bracelets, and charms. Go to OverTheMoonJewelry.com.
Gifts for my pets. Joy in the air. Unwrapping dreams without a care.